The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I have an intro, and this is about to be it.
Okay.
I'm a life hacker now, Adam.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I know. It's a bit nebulous. Sort of what I mean is, like, I'm a lot like Neo from The Matrix 3 Revolutions.
Sure, you're the one.
Right, but instead of following the white rabbit way back in Matrix 1, I am sort of more so coming to terms with my reality and bending it to my will.
Oh, like, I understand.
Yeah, like any self-respecting life hacker should by...
Sure.
And what I'm... I'm door dashing solely off restaurant kids menus is really what I'm doing.
Wait, hold on. Hit the fucking brake for a second.
No, I won't. I'm clearly an adult. And
I need to know this. I have to know this.
Okay.
How often have you ordered off the kids menu on DoorDash?
So many times.
Have you actually?
Yeah, it's because I'm a life hacker and it's, but they don't know because.
Yeah, you're right.
Because
could
behind.
Be dad ordering chicken tendies for the kids.
You have no idea in my armchair. You have no idea if I'm a child, but I am not. I am clearly an adult and I'm eating buttered pasta that was both $7, a delicious bargain, and meant for a child into my entire life.
Listen, I absolutely love buttered pasta as well. I have it more often than I care to mention. But ordering it from DoorDash?
Well, you know what they say. First through the wall always gets buttered.
Yes, sir.
I'm a thought leader, Adam.
Wow, I'm impressed.
I knew you would be. Anyway, rabbit.
Rabbit. It is the 1st of November. Welcome to November. Welcome to very cold season.
Yeah, I like it. Rabbits, I don't think, are a universal thing. Explain rabbit to the people.
So rabbit, at least the way I understood rabbit was that was like an elementary school thing. And they would announce it over the announcements in the morning when they told you what the school lunch was and all that stuff. They say rabbit, it's the first day of the month. So that's what I always knew it by, like good luck to the month ahead. But turns out it's much bigger than our elementary school.
Yeah, is it though? I mean, I remember going to college and saying it. And it was one of those things where everyone looked at me, like if you're outside of Connecticut and say Packy for the liquor store, people are like, what in the heck are you even talking about?
What does that mean?
Nobody knew rabbit.
Do you go to the package store to get packages?
Nah, dude. I go there to get bourbon and Four Locos, obviously.
Wow.
Yeah. But for me, it was one of those things where I said it out loud thinking that it was universal. And then I was sort of met with the truth of, nah, not so much. Although you've had a different experience, it seems.
Yes. I have absolutely heard rabbit outside of our regional area. But
I mean,
I don't know how far it spans.
Perhaps the world. I think it should be turtle, actually.
Turtle, yeah.
Turt.
We want to just slow it down a little bit.
Well, because the turtle won the race, and this world is built on winners.
You're not wrong.
I'm not wrong.
You're
capitalism.
Not wrong.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's November, and before we get to the Christmas times, which it is now, okay?
It's officially Christmas season.
It's the Christmas times.
I hate it.
Mariah Carey, every November 1st, gets unearthed from her ice cave to make another landfill-sized amount of money.
Ugh.
And we flock to put slowly dying trees in our homes to remind us that we are all gods, but only for as long as Mother Earth allows us to be or whatever. And I begin to think of all the people I need to buy themed gifts for this Christmas.
Sure.
Because I do themed gifts now.
Now?
Yeah.
Did you not used to?
Nah, I used to do gifts for specific people as to what they would actually want or like.
Now it's Christmas 2023. I'm thinking Dune this year.
Right. Everybody gets a Dune-based gift.
I think because that's hilarious, actually.
Why shouldn't gift giving be mostly about me? for my enjoyment.
Yeah, you know? It should be for you, right?
It is sort of now for me. Last year, not even knowing that I was going to get into fragrances as a hobby, scents, if you will, I gave everybody I knew a different fragrance based on what I thought their personality sort of met with smell.
And how did that pan out?
It was great. Nobody definitely used it. I assume they all threw them out.
Oh, no.
I don't care.
What was the most expensive one that you bought? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. I remember. It was about a $90 fragrance, which is
like, oh my God.
No, I'm learning now sort of cheap in the fragrance market.
Yeah. I mean, it's that's like mid-range.
Yeah. I mean, all of these hobbies that I've picked up recently, the money that gets attached to them and like the real world are completely separate. Like you get told an amount of money for a super sweet fragrance that makes you smell like lacquer and linoleum and
lacquer.
You're like, wait, that's $175. And the fragrance people are like, that's cheap.
Yeah. I mean, like we've spoke about in the past, I have one that's $140, but not all of them are that. They're more like on the 60, 70 range. I guess I'm a cheap boy.
Because I'm a life hacker in so many areas of my life, I've sort of been able to expound upon my... I'm going to smell good and it's going to be expensive about it.
Yeah. I'm going to spend money on scent.
Yeah, because it's the only thing that makes me feel anything.
Is that right?
Nah, I'm kidding. Okay. Did you get any trick-or-treaters?
We got no trick-or-treaters, which honestly I'm excited about.
How much leftover candy do you have?
So we didn't even buy that much. We actually bought a bag to bring to your soiree, and then we quickly realized, well, they already have candy. I knew that, but Hannah wanted us to bring something anyway, so we brought a bag of candy. And we just took it back.
You told me you were doing that.
I sure did.
You had a big bag of candy in your arms and said, I'm taking this back.
Yeah.
And I agreed just
you
because.
You were like, yep.
Yeah. I mean, the takesies backsies rule, I suppose, didn't apply in that situation because I was like busy cleaning while having a party, which is just very mid-30s.
It is very mid-30s.
It's something that's never happened before, but like I saw a cup and I was like, that could instantly just be trash and make my life easier. Oh my God, who am I?
Yeah. But yes, you didn't give me any forceful retaliation. And honestly, it wasn't opened. Like nobody opened it. So I was like, I'm just going to take this back.
Yeah. I bought another like $10 worth of candy. One of them bags that has multiple kinds in it.
Sure.
Shouldn't have done that.
Did you get any trick-or-treaters?
Yeah. We got like four to five groups.
You did.
Most of them were teenagers who
that's interesting.
Were really riding the line.
I mean, we did the same shit.
Oh, I know. 100%. And if you have the gall as a 13 to 15 year old person to be in a banana costume and walk up to my house, sure, take my take five Reese's Pieces, whatever.
I take that's what you got.
It's what you get now because you had the courage to do so. And I respect you enough to give you some candy.
That's funny. How long did the party go for? Because Hannah and I left around 11.
Deep into the night.
Did it go late?
I don't know. I went to sleep at like 2 a.m., but to be fair, a lot of that end time was, again, cleaning because I'm old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as it tends to be, though, like everyone starts to kind of joint clean if they're still there. I remember I used to do that.
One thing about trick-or-treating before we leave it.
Sure.
On our front door is a giant poster of a scary clown.
Oh, yes.
And so the like four groups of actual children with their parents who were coming to get candy, you could all hear as they were walking up them be terrified. And most of the children made their parents because of how scary the clown was on the door. Ring the bell for them.
Oh, my God. You should have jumped at them.
Nah, I ain't like that. They were already pretty scared. But like, I think that's a service that most children don't get. Like Halloween has been so gentrified, you know, and it's all about candy and
consumerism,
other,
Ryan.
It's consumerism. and capitalism and you know what it should be more about the roots of it?
Yeah.
Scaring people.
scaring people. Yeah.
But like within like the bounds of normal society, you know, like not scaring them to the point where they call the cops.
No, scaring
them enough so that they think like, oh, that house has torches out front and a scary clown on the door. It makes me feel uneasy. But at the end, I did get a Snickers.
I got a Snickers and I did laugh a tiny bit after I was terrified.
Right. It made them feel something inside. Mm. And they got candy. You're welcome.
And the ambiance of that front of the house was great for the party. I assumed you carried it over for actual Halloween.
Of course. Yes. Wonderful. We kept it. I wanted the children to have the scariest time of their life trying to get a Twix.
No, that was the torches were a nice touch.
Mm.
I loved that.
Yeah, they were on fire. Fire is a whole vibe.
Fire is a vibe, especially on Halloween.
Yeah, because you don't see it coming. You don't think to yourself, for Halloween, I assume I'm going to see a front porch super candle burn a house down, maybe.
So, speaking about Halloween as well, still, I live in an area that has a very large neighborhood population of like suburby kind of areas and side streets. And we live on a seawall, which is attached to like the main road that you get down to this neighborhood in. Mm-hmm. And they had a huge parade last night, like a Halloween parade. Oh. And we live on the water. And I looked outside my window and I could see across the water at the seawall, this giant parade happening. And all I hear is Michael Jackson's Thriller, the Monster Mash, that other Halloween song where I always feel like someone's watching me.
Sure, the classics.
Yeah. And it was loud and there was a ton of people down there and it went all the way down the street. And I'm kind of bummed I didn't go down there.
Yeah, you should have.
It looked like a lot of fun.
You should have dressed up and joined it.
I do have the waffle costume.
Yeah, I was about to say, tell the people what you dressed up as.
So my girlfriend and I went as kind of a joint couple's costume, if you will.
Mm-hmm. I was dressed up in couple's costuming.
Yeah, I think we were the only one there that couple costumed.
You are incorrect. There was a Little Red Riding Hood in a Big yes, Bad
Mark
Wolf.
Yep, Mark and Lady Mark. But so I was a guy dressed up in all Legos. So I had a Lego sublimated shirt. I had a Lego beanie on. I had Lego socks. I was drinking from a Lego brick cup, which I definitely left at your house.
You absolutely did. And I haven't thrown it out yet because I'm a good friend.
That's fine. You can absolutely toss that.
Good. I already did it.
Okay. And my girlfriend was dressed up like a giant waffle and had a waffle hat on and a waffle like costume that looked like a buttered waffle. And she was wearing Eggo socks. And we were Lego my Eggo.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty cute.
What was the impetus for that idea? Who came up with it?
We were just kind of joint did that because she really likes waffles.
Sure.
And I'm just like, I really like Legos. Let's be Lego my Eggo. How can we do that?
Right. You are a Lego man. I know no one else who's more into Legos in my own personal life.
I have five sets I'm looking at right now that I still have to build.
Yeah. That is the life of a Lego man.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, not you know, eventually.
Not quite a master,
though. No. Not quite a master, but
no.
But you have them within your soul at any given time. You think, I could finish one right now.
I could finish multiple.
I won't. I'm going to go watch assorted television, but I could make a Titanic.
I could finish the Titanic because I have that one, but I just have straight up run out of room. Like, that's the reason. I would have had these already built.
Get a bigger Lego house.
I need a bigger Lego house. You're right.
Yeah. Let me run by you very quickly. Are you running or not running? Are you watching Loki season 2?
I have not started it.
Interesting. Are you watching the most recent and current season of The Great British Bake Off?
Oh, yes. 100%.
Okay. So when you do watch Loki season 2, get back to me within this podcast.
Okay.
And we can discuss it. Great British Bake Off. Are you rooting for anyone specific? What are your general vibes on this season?
This season is interesting to me because I feel like this is the first season in a couple of seasons where I genuinely like every single person on here.
Mm-hmm.
And And like, there's no one that I'm really truly rooting for, but I just want them all to stay. And it's a real bummer they did a double elimination last week.
Yeah.
Because they eliminated one of my favorite ones at the time up until he left, which was that the guy that was like quirky and silly. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, quirky, silly guy.
Yeah, quirky, silly guy. He was great. He made Hannah laugh out loud more times than I can count because he's just insane. but I just, you know, that show, I love it so much. It's just so pure and so innocent. And I just want to live in their cakes.
Sure. You know? Sure. Yeah. Was it Rowan and Nikki last week?
Rowan, that's right? His name. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Star Baker went to Christy. Very, very.
Yes.
I love the Great British Bake Off so much.
I love it. Yeah, I love it.
It is like, I don't like ASMR so much. It freaks me out. But I think what people get from it is what I get from the Great British Bake Off. Just the overall sense of comfort that it allows me to live within for the time in which I'm watching it.
Oh,
there
yeah.
is no other show that even reaches as close.
No, it is absolutely a warm blanket for television, and I just want to live in there. I love it so much. I love the new judge. I can't remember her name either.
Allison Hammond. I was going to ask, what are your vibes on the new judge?
Because I will say, really like her.
I liked Matt as well. I was sad to see him go.
Same.
The other resident on my couch was not. They were glad that Matt was gone and were freaked out by him, but which I can understand. But I still thought he was very funny, and I was sad to see him go. But Allison, I was worried, obviously, when adding,
of course,
a new part of the formula. You know, is it going to click? And I am convinced that Noelle Fielding can take in anybody and make it still feel like home. But Allison is, in her own right, wonderful.
Yes, and Noelle Fielding is just another gem. Like, my favorite thing that I saw this season so far was a meme from the Great British Bake Off Instagram that had all four of the main, like, you know, judge and hosts as like Halloween characters. Mm. And you know, who would you dress as based on your personality? And for Noelle Fielding, it was very goth, but also want to hug all the time.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, that's like almost perfect.
You know what's most interesting to me about Great British Bake Off is like Paul Hollywood went through a scandal.
He sure did.
Where he did a thing he wasn't supposed to do, and he got like half canceled, and he's still around. And it, you know why? It's because everyone was like, you know what? If Steve Carell did this same thing season 4 of The Office, everyone would be like, yeah, but we like it too much. So yeah, whatever. Dude.
It's true. And people love Paul Hollywood. And
yeah.
He is very, I mean, he is a master of his craft in bread baking.
He makes bread, so, baby.
Yeah. Like that's his thing. And people aspire to get to his standards. And when he gives out that handshake, man, it's no joke.
I know. A specific handshake this year, like, almost brought me to tears. Like, I was just so.
Oh.
It was just an emotional moment for me where this person from England was being congratulated on their amateur baking. And I just sort
when
of
you
saw
say
my,
it like that.
Yeah, right. Like I just sort of saw myself in them, you know, like I can reach for the stars too
you
and
could.
Make
you could be
a cool showstopper.
Yeah, you could make a cool showstopper. You know, Ryan.
Yeah.
You did some cooking this past weekend, yeah, for the party.
It all went real bad, yeah.
No, it did not. How dare you?
I don't know. Well, the feedback I got was generally negative, so.
How dare those people?
I burned all of it, so.
No, you burned the top of the buffalo chicken dip, but guess what?
I burned
what?
That, yeah.
Guess what?
What,
underneath,
it turned out
it
better?
It was beautiful.
Oh, I guess so good. Yeah, the charred top was purposeful, actually.
Honestly, the charred top, I dig it, man.
Me too.
I
burn
like
everything,
it.
If you're
didn't
me.
Didn't you also do the Cubanos, too?
I did the Cubanos,
those
yes.
were dope, dude. I had two or three of those.
Mm, okay, let me give you the recipe, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this
do
is for
it.
Everybody.
Okay.
Hawaiian rolls, okay?
Yes.
And you cut them up the middle. They're big. Mm. They're in a sheet, right? You just cut it in half. And then you put Black Forest ham,
yes.
Swiss cheese,
yes.
dill pickles, and then a sauce that's basically Dijon mustard, minced yeah. onions that you, if you're me, you just take them and put them in a cheese grater. And I don't know, some other stuff, And then you make some of that and it makes like sauce. And then you put that on there and then you bake it. Here's what I didn't do. Apparently, you're supposed to put aluminum foil on it for the first 15 minutes of the bake, of the 25 minutes. So it doesn't burn all the stuff, which I did not do because we were within a party and I stopped reading, right? Because I didn't want to. And I should have, because it had the directions where it would have gone better. But I didn't read. I just threw it in there.
Fine. Yeah. And it had like a little tiny bit, like a toasted bun crust, which was wonderful.
Yeah, that was a mistake. Good. So I'm glad it worked out great. And there was some point at that party where I realized I hadn't eaten anything.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, you talk to people who get married and they're like, we forgot to eat. Like, it's the same thing when you're throwing a party. And then I just like binge ate for 20 minutes straight. And I just like inhaled three of those sandwiches and I just popped off. And immediately I was like, I'm going to stop drinking and eating because I've put so much in my body recently that I think I'm done.
Yeah.
And look, a napkin to throw out.
Going to just tuck it inside that empty cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. Cups are tiny trash cans that you then put in bigger trash cans.
Mm, yeah, it's a good point.
Everyone knows that.
There was one other standout dish there, and I believe Sam did make this one.
Right.
It was the French onion dip.
Mm.
Bro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are the not French onion. I'm sorry. Onion soup. French onion soup dip.
Sure.
Dude, I could not stop eating that shit. Onions are the best food. They're really great.
They're up there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can caramelize them.
Mm.
You can grate them with a cheese grater. They're their best food.
Mm. Preach.
Preach, I will. Yeah. On my pulpit as I sit down.
One of the most memorable food items I will ever have for my life is when your mother used to make caramelized onions.
Yeah.
Dude, always remember.
Same thing as like home cooking and restaurant cooking. The reason you liked it so much is because there's butter in there.
Oh.
And because butter is actually the best food.
But it's butter. Yeah. I mean, you make steaks with butter. You make chicken with butter.
Oh, my God. Put some green stuff on top of a steak and then ladle butter on top of it. I can watch that TikTok for hours.
Yeah. And then you put butter on noodles and there you go. Noodles and butter.
Boom. $7 off the kids menu.
That's it.
I have just like a quick Grey's Anatomy update for you because I know you're interested.
Please. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So last night I saw an episode where there was a bomb squad because they got called because there was a yet to be exploded bazooka shell inside a guy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How the fuck did that happen?
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. He shot a bazooka.
Yeah.
Or his friend did. And the guy was like, is it even going to come out? And that's when his friend shot the bazooka.
Jesus.
And it went in his body, but it didn't blow up.
Did it blow up by the end of the episode?
Well, yeah. So, so the main character has her hand in the wound, right?
Sure.
Because it's what's stopping the guy who's unconscious because he was ripped apart by a bazooka.
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah. It was she had her whole arm in there to stop him from losing all the liquid. And she had to grab the shell and pull it out and then hand it to the bomb guy who was Kyle Chandler from Friday Night Lights and many other films. The agent from Wolf of Wall Street, everything else. Anyway.
Oh, yes.
You see him and then you're like, oh, man, this is from 15 years ago, 20 years ago. So Kyle Chandler wasn't a big star. He wasn't on Friday Night Lights yet. At this point, he's just a guest role, but I suppose he becomes a big enough star where I wouldn't be surprised if he sticks around and is post-bomb whatever and being mean to everybody because he's being very serious because there's a bomb involved and that's his whole job. And maybe he goes out with a main character after, oh no, he took the bomb out, walked down the hallway and exploded.
He died.
Yeah, he exploded.
They actually wrote it. So the guy who took the bomb away was the one that got exploded.
Yeah, he was holding it, then it blew up and he exploded.
That is unreal.
Yeah, man. It was an episode where the person writing it was and whatever happens next is the worst thing that could happen.
Yeah.
And it was like, all right, the bomb's still in the guy and you're standing over the oxygen line of the whole hospital. So if you stay here, the whole hospital can explode.
Oh my God.
Christina Ricci's in this episode. Like,
oh,
she's the EMT who was originally holding the man together. And then she ran away because she was scared. And she thought to herself, I thought I'd be a better person in these kinds of scenarios. You always think about yourself in live or die scenarios and you hope you'd be brave.
Yeah.
But I wasn't. I was a coward. And I ran away. And I was like, don't be sad, Christina Ricci. It was a bazooka. Like... Yeah, get away from there. Like, I don't know.
Now, what did, when Sam, because Sam's rewatched this show. This is a rewatch for her, right?
Yeah.
What did she, like, what are her reactions to the bazooka exploding that man?
Right. We get to the end of the episode and she turns and is like, this was an episode, by the way. Like, this is one people talk about. And I was like, I didn't even need that information from you. Yeah, I picked it up myself the moment Kyle Chandler exploded.
Oh my God.
Pink
now
mist.
I can't tell if that's brilliant writing or ridiculous writing.
It's soap opera writing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But gosh dang, turns out I love soap operas.
Oh Jesus. So the update really in a nutshell is I like Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, next episode Kyle Chandler's twin shows up, I assume. He's been in a coma for 20 years.
You've been sleeping with my EMT.
Right, and he comes out of the coma the day his brother explodes, sort of the same time. Yeah, that's a callback to last episode where there's a Seinfeld track. No, the music has gotten better. It's less Seinfeld transition-y.
Good.
And more explosion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Grey's Anatomy. What are you going to do?
All right. You know, you do you, man. I'm excited for you. And I'm psyched that you're getting to watch it for the first time.
Thanks, man. It's a thing I always feel about my favorite shows. I don't think Grey's Anatomy has made it there yet, but like I wish I could wipe it from my mem and rewatch.
Yeah, there's a couple shows that land like that for me, so I get it.
And every once in a while when you see a man explode holding a bazooka shell, you think, is this it? Am I within something right now?
Do I feel this enough?
I did.
Yeah.
Pink mist.
Oh no, they showed that?
That's what they said. They said that phrase and I was like, God. Oh, I don't like that one bit.
I don't like that.
Anyway, this weekend, baby, we have a wedding.
Big wedding. Very excited for the wedding. We have friends coming in from Ohio. Very excited.
Huge stuff. We're in our mid-30s now. We're sort of almost out of the range of friend weddings. Like, And like in your mid-20s to late 20s, I don't know about y'all out there in the world listening to this, but for us, it felt as though we had like 2 to 5 weddings a year every year.
Easy.
And now that has sort of dropped off, but like, you know, you don't get a lot of at the age that we are, just like a reason for all of our friends together at an open bar while wearing suits. And this weekend we get one and I'm very excited about.
Oh, me too. And now, are you bringing sticks, dude?
Oh.
Is that a thing we should do? Is it just like an emergency?
Yeah. Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
If I bring sticks, I got to bring enough. By the way, that means cigars for the layman. sorry, we're just so deep in our craft.
Glad you had to clarify it.
I did. So, yeah, I had to be condescending. But also, to be fair, like, who would know it's called sticks? Anyway.
Yeah.
Our pal Bongo Ron at our local stickery.
The stickery.
So, yeah, no, I should. And that is a thing I will. Yeah. Also, though, I feel as though it's one of those things where, like, you're in school and you're like, yeah, but if you're going to bring one lollipop, are you going to bring one piece of cake? Like, you should bring some for the whole class kind of situation.
Right.
And so, do I have to go buy enough sticks for the? Because I'm in the wedding party. I can't be showing up with sticks.
Oh, right.
I can't be showing up with sticks for only me.
You could go the easy route and go to Bongo's and get one of those sampler packs that are actually fairly reasonably priced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How many people in the wedding party for the guys?
I don't know. 800, 900, I think.
800. Wow.
So many. Nah, I like 5. I don't know. Yeah.
Do it, dude.
Okay.
Just do it.
All right.
I'll bring 2 sticks just as a backup.
I think that's a great plan. I will say, though, bit tight on money this week. Mm. I decided to finally buy a new computer.
You did?
I've been using a 10-year-old computer for so very long.
Like,
and it was dying or like
what'd you get? What did you get?
I got like an NZXT pre-built because I found it at like a price where you got a 4070 for not that many monies.
Nice.
And yeah. I just pulled the because I've been waiting for it for so long. And I was planning on like, you know, I've been saving for a new computer for so long.
Yeah.
That like I had an amount of money I was going to spend on it. And at the same time, you know, my new hobby of watches with that watch money. And I get it to this place, though, where like I lay out all the things I want to buy with the money that I've saved up forever. And then sure. I just don't.
And you just keep saving for the next
thing. Right. Because like, what if I lose? What if I pop a tire tomorrow?
That's, you know what? That's a very adult thought. And I hate it.
I know. But like, if I pop a tire tomorrow, it's like $1,200, $1,500 instantly of money that I didn't see coming. And I think about it because like, I need to be able to buy food and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not quite as much, but I'm in that same predicament. Like, I have to get an oil change. It's $200.
That's too much. That's too much.
Welcome to the Audi life, baby.
Yeah, I know.
You
so
know
at the same
life.
Time, though, I saved like $1,000 on this computer
off the
amount of money that I had budgeted to buy a new one. And I've been looking for a new one for like 3 years.
Wow.
And I'll tell you what, Adam.
Wow.
We were talking about golden gooses last week.
Yes, for sure.
We were talking about the watch that I really wanted. Mm-hmm. And I was like, if I find it for cheaper, I can use that same amount of money I saved on the computer and get it.
Did you buy that watch?
Yeah.
Did you actually buy it?
Yeah, I popped off, baby. What are you going to do?
So now you're done and you need a new hobby.
Yeah, you know now. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to eat saltines for a month.
Unreal.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen your other watches, which I meant to ask you about when I was there, but I just we were Halloweening.
I buried them in the backyard.
Yeah.
So that people can't get to them.
Dude,
you know?
That's sick. Honestly, that's sick. I'm happy for you because I think everyone should have one, at least one nice watch.
In a very real way.
Yeah.
I have to give money to the wedding people. I wanted to get them just gifts for the amount of money you're supposed to give wedding people.
Sure.
That I was told that's not allowed. And so
getting gifts?
Yeah.
So what, do they just want cash?
Yeah, for their like honeymoon or whatever.
Yeah, honestly, thank you for telling me.
Yeah, you're welcome, dude. I got you. I'm an arbiter of information as well
Love
as
it.
A life hacker. You know?
I do know. Now I know.
Oh.
Yeah.
So do you have anything you want to talk about or...
I took a random quiz today on my lunch from work.
Okay.
And it was, what type of tattoo should you get?
Okay.
And now the test was like 30 questions long. So it's way too long.
So many.
And it was one of those tests that you had to click next question every time and it reloaded a new page.
Mm-hmm.
So I got like a shit ton of ads and I was just getting frustrated by the end.
Sure.
And I got that I should get a realistic portrait tattoo, which is interesting because I actually clicked off of anything that had to do with people's faces.
Okay.
So I went through that whole thing. And that's not what I'm going to get ever if I get a tattoo.
Sure. So you did a long thing and it meant nothing.
It meant nothing. Kind of like our elemental quiz we took.
Yeah, a lot like that. And you're a man with no tattoos.
Not yet, anyway. I do have one or two like in my brain.
Mm, what are they?
Yeah. So one is the Legend of Zelda Royal Crest, which if you look up Legend of Zelda, it's what you see. It's that like icon with the Triforce and the wings or whatever.
Of course.
That I want to get on my forearm, like facing up if I have my arm stretched out in front of me.
Tender meat.
And what's that?
Tender meat.
Tender meat. Yes.
Go
I want
hurt.
That to be like a very, very hard lines, black and white, solid, just like... Very simple.
Of course.
And then there was another one that I have kind of planned-ish, which involves, you know, the ocean, because I love the ocean.
Of course.
And also another Legend of Zelda reference, because it is my favorite video game of all time. Mm-hmm. And it was the Master Sword or the original shield from A Link to the Past, which is a very, very cool design. So I was going to do that.
Mm. What are the percentage chances that you never do it?
Actually, probably pretty low because I've been looking at places around that.
Because I took this quiz and now I can't go back.
I've been looking at artists, you know, around the, you know, surrounding states too. I'm not tied to just being in Connecticut to have this done because I want an artist who's very good specifically at like bright, vibrant colors and hard edges and lines. Like, I need that. I need to vet artists out like fully, like an interview for a job before I have them put ink on me.
Sure. I mean, you can laser it off, though. It's not a big deal.
I don't want to do that, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 I don't think I'll ever get a tattoo. I might get one more. I might get a disc golf based tattoo because I did tell a pal that I would do that if he played a tournament, and then he did play it, and then he hasn't brought it up since. So I feel as though I've sort of gamed the system a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
But I got a tattoo when I was like 22 years old. It represented something that I love and want to remember forever, also known as the Yukon drumline that I was on. And it's a tattoo that many people who are on said drumline actually get. And every time I see it, it's one of those things where like I forget it's there and I'll see it and be like, I'll scare myself. Like, oh man, I didn't know I was such a badass, dude.
Yeah. I like the like reasoning behind your tattoos. It's how to tune a drum, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's just cool. Like the motions you go through to tune a drum.
Yeah, I'm glad the person who picked what the tattoo is for the Yukon drumline decided on something not dumb. They decided on something actually pretty cool, which is like if you follow the tattoo, you know how to properly tune a drum. That's sick.
Yeah, that is sick. And isn't there something else above it or below it or in it?
Yeah, it says only 20, which is the motto of the Yukon drumline, which pertains to the only 20 minutes you have to perform. You put months and months of effort in, time, sweat, tears, blood, thumps, rudiments, time, and
wub-wubs.
And wub-wubs, and learning how to read music if you're me, and then all of that just boils down to 20 minutes of you out there with 299 other people who could also mess it up, but like your amount of perfection is only based on the amount of work that you put in, and to prove yourself not to other people, not to the outside world at all, but only to yourself for those 20 minutes is everything, I suppose, is the point. And I've taken that and not applied it to the rest of my life because it seems really difficult. But to live up to it once more in my future for anything would be pretty sweet.
Yeah, now you have that tattoo with a very specific meaning with, you know, a brotherhood of your drumline from Yukon. Very cool.
Sure.
And then we have another buddy who just got a dragon tattoo cuz.
Yeah. Well, he likes dragon.
Sure.
I think that's a good enough reason, man.
Yeah, like, sure.
Do you? I don't know, you're being judgy. You're being gatekeeper and judgy.
I think he does? He might. I don't know. I feel like he said he's regretted it, but maybe not. I don't know.
Oh, then don't. You shouldn't have done it. I don't know. Like, it's on your body forever. I think it's sort of beautiful.
Oh.
How permanent the decision is. How permanent some decisions can be. And the fact that you can make them within mere moments.
Oh,
and there could be no planning, and it's just forever. Like, you know what's not forever, Adam?
What?
Being alive and shit.
Live your life. YOLO.
YOLO, as Drake would say.
Yeah.
But also, like, don't get a ladybug on your neck. You know?
Oh, and on that note...
If you want to eat buttered noodles and you want to get ladybugs tattooed on your neck, and also you want to hear this podcast early and ad-free, you can join our Patreon, patreon.com/HBOBOIZ. It is $1 a month. You get all of that. Plus, you get access to a private Discord where you can show us the pictures of your permanent tattoos that you disagree with yourself of getting. And also, a big perk is that Adam says your name at the end of podcasts that are happening, like what's about to happen right now.
Yeah, please subscribe to our Patreon. Mostly because I really want this list to just get longer. Like, let me say names. I'd like to give everyone shouts out. So right now, I'm going to shout out these people.
Okay.
Sunshine, Connor O'Dowd, Jamie Lochner, James Watch My Dong, Chris Wood, Brent Ginn, Craig John Jewers, Major Woody, and Carol Andretas. Thank you so much for your subscriptions, and we hope you are continued patrons for years to come. We appreciate you, and we hope you find enjoyment out of all this wonderful chatting and content we've provided weekly, and continue to provide weekly. Please follow us on all of the social networks at the HBO BOIZ. You can like, comment, subscribe, repost, all that fun stuff. And, you know, just do it, I guess.
Yeah, you hear it every week and then you don't do it, you know, and it's aggressive, honestly. And so, like, you know what? Take this time right now. Go to your browser.
Yep.
Okay. Do that. Go to patreon.com/HBO Boys and give $1 a month. Okay. Because or don't, whatever.
Or anyway, more if you want.
yeah.
Does it sound like we're pandering for money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Oh, well.
Yeah. gosh. You know. And also, by the way, little inside baseball.
Ooh.
We've been called the HBO Boys. We still are. We changed our name from the Westworld podcast. Changing your name twice seems stupid. You should not keep changing your name, especially when you're a podcast that not a lot of people listen to. But I want to change this podcast again because the HBO Boys refers to television. You know, and this podcast is now like, God, 7 years old.
Yeah.
And has grown over time.
Sure.
And the new idea was anyway with the boys.
Yeah. Because we go, anyway.
Anyway, if you think that sucks, join our Patreon and tell us that. And
or give us a suggestion for something else.
Right.
Because, you know, and honestly, when we were talking about movies and TVs, like how many of those were actually HBO shows?
None of them. None of them. Yeah, way to pigeonhole us. We'll probably not change it. It might be. I don't know. Anyway.